This is the PJ and Jim in the Morning Catch-Up Podcast. Catch PJ and Jim live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on Classic Hits.
Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Good morning, folks. Yes, okay, admittedly, it's a little unusual. We are a little late, PJ.
We are a little later than normal. I wouldn't make a big deal. It's not like we slept in or anything.
No, we did have some technical issues getting PJ out of the residence bar. Oh. But apart from that, everything else was fine.
Well, yeah, but the cartoons were on.
Right, folks, it's a very good morning to you. Better late than never. And it is Friday. Come on, happy Friday.
Happy Friday, everybody. Yeah,
and,
have a good one.
Welcome along, because we're live today. As you know, they let us out and about. We are live in the Hardiman in Galway. You may know us as the Merrick Hotel.
Yeah, but it's all been changed. Everything is brand new about it now. It's not what you think it is. It's like one of those, it's like when you go to visit Fair City. You know what I mean?
What?
It is, yeah. It's all, you see the outside.
Right.
And everything you thought that was inside was a lie. So this is the brand new, all new Merrick, which is now the Hardiman, which is now better than you could ever imagine.
Yeah, because they've spent an absolute fortune. Apparently, by the time they're finished with it, they've already spent about 7 million quid or something. Holy. And by the time they're finished, it's going to be about 10 mil.
And in fairness, you'd well believe it, because it's that
big. Oh, it's beautiful.
It's as big as the lower province of Denmark as well, getting around it. It's fantastic.
Right, so that's where we are this morning on this Friday. Hopefully you're in good Friday form. We're looking forward to the weekend, all that sort of stuff. We're going to be broadcasting live right through the morning here at the Hardiman in Galway. So if you're around Air Square, we're right smack bang in the middle. We're on Air Square. So if you're anywhere around this neck of the woods, en route to work, or if you're planning a bit of Christmas shopping later on or anything like that, and you feel like swinging by and saying hello, because we're getting ready to welcome the guests down to breakfast.
Yes, we
It'll
are.
It'll be the weirdest kind of reception they've ever had as they come down from the stairs and the lift, heading towards the breakfast room, because we're just inside the door, kind of like straight in
Keep
front of the door, really.
Until you get to the gingerbread house.
That's true.
And right beside the gingerbread house
there's
is a
giant
tree,
Christmas tree.
And then you'll see the two of us.
Exactly. I mean, it's like a nativity scene.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. It really is. It's like a nativity scene, except nobody is having a baby.
Yeah, exactly. You are okay in that regard, eh?
I'm all right, yeah. Excellent. Okay, yeah, don't worry about it.
So that's where we are, as I say. And of course, you can still get us on the old WhatsApp, 087-188-0008, if you want to give us a shout. All the regulars are on the way. We'll have the hit bit. We'll have the breakfast table quiz, more Secret Santa. We'll be checking in with the elf today, of course, as well.
Oh, of course we will. Yeah, the little fella's on. So we'll be chatting away to him. He's won me over.
Has he? I like him now.
Yeah, I do. I didn't think I was going to like him, but he's a funny little rascal, so he is.
Keeping the dream alive here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim live this morning from the Hardiman in Galway, an iconic Galway landmark, celebrating the next chapter in the hotel's history, because, of course, you might have known it as Hotel Merrick, maybe, prior to this. But anyway, the Hardiman is what it is. That's where we are live this morning. We're just in the foyer. If you want to pop along, if you're on your way to work, if you're doing a bit of shopping, any of that sort of stuff, any reason at all.
Any reason at all,
literally,
we're here.
If you want to just, you know, come and see you.
Me?
Oh,
all of
something.
Us.
Be
it's not about
up.
Me, Jim. It's about us, a gang, together, hanging out, munching sausages in the back of a hotel.
I have to confess, we are kind of currently in the middle of a very delicious breakfast here at the Hardiman. So, I tell you what we need to do as well, is we need to say well done to Keith Moran from Rathfarnham in Dublin. We gave out our Secret Santa earlier on. It was, of course, Lionel Richie. Keith Moran spotted that when we gave him the call, and Keith Moran is now in the draw for that amazing trip to Florida. So well done, Keith.
Keep your fingers crossed. The 20th, I can keep saying that it is the day that we'll be making the big phone call, so maybe it could be you, Keith.
Absolutely, and another chance to qualify for that just after 9 o'clock. We'll have another Secret Santa, so well worth listening out. All the other usual bits and pieces, we did have a few glitches along the way earlier.
We did, it's been a little bit
But I think
tricky.
It's ironed out, PJ.
I think we're there now, we're on the other side
I
of all the
trickiness. I think we got away with it.
All
I don't think anybody noticed.
Nobody noticed, no way, no.
Right, now apart from that, what else is going on in the world? What have you found for us?
Oh, there's a great story about a man. I mean, in fairness, it is fair to say, lads will almost do, and lads and their mammies. That's the way it is in the world, really, isn't it?
And not just in Ireland.
No, mammy's boys and daddy's girls. I think there's a lot to be said for that, the truth of that. And there's this guy in Brazil, in fairness to him, he's been doing everything he can to teach his mother how to drive so she would pass a driving test and be independent. She just wasn't getting it. And she failed like 3 driving tests beforehand, took her out again, saw she was still making the same mistakes, decided she wasn't exactly dangerous, just, you know, slightly.
She's not exactly dangerous.
Yeah, she's just slightly brutal. So instead of persevering with the, you know, I say, in fairness, they do say the definition of an idiot is someone who keeps doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. So in an ingenious sort of twist, he decided, I know what I'm going to do, Ma. Don't you worry about it. I'm going to dress up as you and pass the driving test for you.
Brilliant.
So he dressed, you want to see, there's a picture in the paper of him and his ma. Now, they look absolutely nothing like each other, but he makes a great Elwyn. I was actually jealous.
And I mean, speaking as a man who has some experience,
I have a lot of experience
of making an Elwyn.
Yeah, and he really went to town on it. He put all the gear on. He got the hair done. He got the nails done. He really looks the part. Unfortunately, it was kind of obvious he was a man when his voice came out. So he was asked if he was a man. Of course, he said no. He was asked if
what
he,
actually
was who
said,
he said he was.
No.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
You know.
What do you mean? Ask me if I'm a man. Quite obvious. Yeah. I'm a granny and I'm just trying to get my independence back.
So he was arrested. He's been arrested. But he's kind of gone viral. And a lot
he's
of
been
people,
arrested? That's a bit... Oh, I suppose it is technically...
No, yeah, it's yeah, fraud. It's fraud. Definitely yeah, fraud. Okay, you're right. Putting someone incapable onto the road. Or yeah, trying yeah. your best to. But I will say, a part of me kind of looks at him and says, you know something...
You have a weird admiration for him.
I do. He was doing everything he could for his ma, for his mother. You know what I mean? And his ma let him, which I think who's the real criminal here?
Just out of curiosity, right? When you were doing Naked Camera and you were doing Dirty Elwyn sketches, right?
Yeah.
Did anybody ever kind of say, you're not a woman at all?
A couple of times.
Oh, really?
Because
I was about to congratulate you on being an excellent Elwyn.
But I was.
Yeah.
Like
but just
people,
the fact that, like...
The worst...
I don't know what... Is that a good thing that you were able to pass yourself off as an older woman?
I never even wore makeup. Like, I never wore makeup. So it was just a headscarf. I just naturally am the oldest looking boy woman
just
of
have
all
a,
time.
A natural Elwyn face.
Yeah, in fact,
that's incredible.
The most embarrassing thing that used to happen was I'd go in and he's doing me stupid stuff. I'd be there like, come on, let me into the driving car there. And we'll swiggle the sticks. We always shift the gears off you.
Yeah.
You know, all of that. And people would genuinely be going, I'm so sorry for laughing at you, love. That was what was really embarrassing.
Yeah.
People were like going, oh, I'm so sorry, love. I don't mean to be laughing at you. Is there anything I can do for you? You know what I mean? People were genuinely taking pity on me for being a bit out there, a bit of a lost Elwyn.
Yeah.
And I never wore makeup. Like, I should have been horrendously insulted.
Yeah.
You know?
But you're just a natural. It's a gift, PJ.
I suppose when you have a face that's not very natural looking at all, people tend to go with it. Poor old Brazilian fella did look like he was a natural face.
You see, everybody, every silver lining and all that, carry on.
Every silver lining does have a cloud.
It does indeed, I'm afraid.
And my cloud is, unfortunately, my face does look extremely like the face of a female pensioner.
Anyway, 18 minutes away from 8 o'clock, we are live at the Hardy Man here in Air Square in Galway. If you're around this neck of the woods, please do swing by and say hi and help us celebrate the next chapter of this hotel's history here on Classic Hits.
Classic Hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Woodland Motor Company. Finding a quality used car can be a little hit and miss. Finally, find the deal you can rely on. WoodlandMotorCo.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it? Hit Bit.
Hit Bit. Brilliantly done. Brilliantly done. Yeah, it is a chance to win yourself. What are we playing for? Did we say we were going to round it up to 800 for
we're
the remaining?
We're going to do 800, yeah. For the remaining week, we said we're going to definitely keep it at 800. We're getting close to Christmas. We want to give away as much as possible, if we can give it away at all.
Absolutely.
That's the idea. So now, 800 quid this morning.
English John is back at base, taking care of all the buttons and stuff. So, John, play us a bit of the Hit Bit.
Doesn't want to.
He doesn't want to.
He's
do
not
it.
Talking to us this morning.
There
it is. Great. There's the
better late than never, eh?
Yeah, so there goes. We'll leave him with
what
that.
What I love about the show, though, it's the professionalism, isn't it?
Oh, tell me about it.
It's
tell
the preparation and the professionalism,
oh,
I think, is
I
what.
Know.
That's what sets us apart, I reckon.
I'd say that's the one thing you really feel from working with me.
Absolutely.
Must
no,
be.
I think, I absolutely.
You
I think ever since we created this amazing partnership, it's the level of professionalism has just gone through the roof.
You must have been, well, how did I get through the last 30 years? Anyway,
luckily there's somebody who half knows what he's doing. Magic Mike is on hand, and he's got a couple of people who are going to have a bash of the Hit Bit.
Yes, I am, lads. Now, you would think, coming to Galway, we would find two Galwegians to play the Hit Bit.
Naturally.
That's not the case this morning. May I welcome, please, Adam, PJ, you'll love this, from County Mayo.
Of course he is!
How are you doing, Adam?
No, I'm not too bad.
Yeah, not too bad at all. What has you in Galway? So I suppose it's not too far away from Mayo, is it?
Yeah, true. We don't have to travel far.
Okay, what is your guess on the Hit Bit, please, Adam?
Genie in the Bottle, Christina Aguilera.
Oh, right. Yeah, Genie in the Bottle, right, yeah.
Good little number.
Absolutely.
Not a bad song. Nice, so there you go. Now, are you punning this morning? See, this like
well,
a standard
live puns. I'll just ask Adam. I mean, Adam, if you had three wishes, what would they be? I'm only joking. No, it's wrong. I'm sorry.
Right.
He's so meek when he has to stare them in the face. I love it.
Ash, could you act like a crowd just so Mike doesn't feel so isolated there? That'd be great. Thank you.
Okay, now we're going to go to Aoife, who is from County Clare. Is that right?
Yeah, Clare and born.
Born and raised in County Clare. Very good. How are you this morning? Well,
I'm good, yeah. Just coffee keeps me going.
Yeah, we know the feeling.
That's
definitely
the secret.
Know the feeling, yeah.
And what is your guess for the hip hit, Aoife?
The real Slim Shady.
Oh, Slim Shady. Wow. I am, right, yeah.
We were talking about Eminem the other day. That'd be kind of topical, yeah.
Yeah, is it right?
Oh, God.
It is wrong, unfortunately. Sorry, Aoife from County Clare.
These aren't my favourite puns you've ever had to do because you can see the uncomfort in your face. The discomfort in you.
The only thing we're slightly disappointed about the fact you didn't sing when there was an actual live audience here. That would have been way better.
No, I need to be paid more for that.
Right, so scratch off The Real Slim Shady. Scratch off Genie in a Bottle from Christina Aguilera. Check out classichits.ie for all the previous guesses. And, of course, play with Damien later on.
20 to 5, you can have another go with Damien Farley. He'll not be the exact same situation. You know, again, have a look at classichits.ie. You can listen to it as many times as you want there. And then pull that 800 quid off Damien somehow if you can.
Yeah, although he'll only give you 790.
Yeah, he will, yeah. Don't worry. If he only does that, we'll still throw a fiver each year.
Absolutely. Right, hit that button there, John, because heading into 8 o'clock, loads happening after 8, in fairness, because we're going to have a go at the breakfast table quiz. Today we'll find out who takes the big prize, but a prize even for playing, of course.
And we're still not even in double number, so 10 is the score to get, 9 the score to beat, and you're the winner.
There you go, that's the Crystals. Santa Claus is coming to town here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim out and about today. We're live from the Hardy Man here on Air Square in Galway, an iconic Galway landmark celebrating the next chapter in the hotel's history. So if you're around this neck of the woods, around Air Square at all, drop in. Loads of people have. We were chatting to Tracy, who we often talk about on the WhatsApp. She dropped in to say hi to us on her way to work. She's nipping down to the shop now.
Yeah, loads of people are. Big hello to Conan Doyle, who has brothers Larkin and Billy Doyle as well. Your ma just dropped in and wants to say a big hello to you. So she wants to let you know that you're in her thoughts today, where she's going. And of course, Killian O'Sullivan, he's 10 years old. They listen on the way to school every morning.
Brilliant.
He was just in for a chat too.
And that chap that dropped in earlier this morning, Alan, wasn't it? Dropped in. He was on his way back from Shannon Airport.
That's right. Yeah. He was our first man in this morning. He was here nearly before us. Yeah.
Good stuff. But that's where we are. So if you're planning a bit of shopping later on, or you're on your way to work and you've got 10 minutes you want to swing by, if you want to grab a coffee or whatever, we can hardly recommend it. You know, we've just finished off a delicious breakfast here at the Hardyman. So if you want to come along and say hi, we're here all morning. Just inside, we're in the foyer there. You'll see us beside the Christmas tree and the gingerbread house, which, by the way, is a genuine gingerbread house.
I know, yeah. You can.
We were going around smelling it earlier on.
Oh, phony me gaff actually smelled that good. Not just a like, sort of used underpant.
And by the way, if you want to find out more, because we've been saying the reason we're here, of course, is because of this massive refurbishment and all that sort of stuff. They spent a fortune, $7 million or something on the place, and there's more to come. And if you want to check it out for yourself and you can't swing by to say hi to us, thehardyman.ie is where you'll check it out. And you can find about all the stuff. You can find about the Gaslight Brasserie if you want to pop in for lunch or dinner. There's group bookings there as well, all sorts of things. And by the way, they're also saying that if you happen to be somebody that might be thinking of popping the question over Christmas, right? That, you know, they have magnificent function rooms and weddings are a speciality and all that sort of stuff. Yeah. So, you know, in case maybe the Christmas stocking might have a bit of a sparkler in it.
You get all aromatic with the Christmas.
It gets all aromatic.
You know what I mean? You might start to pop the question. And by the way, can I just say, by all means, please do pop the question over Christmas.
Right.
Nice time to do it. You know what I mean? Gives you plenty of time to sort of after Christmas then to rethink it.
Right.
And all of that. So, so by all means, are you talking about changing
cooling off periods?
Well, you know, January comes and you think, actually, do you know something? Maybe it's time one of us went home. But, you know, generally speaking, it's a good time to pop the question. But please don't get actually married at Christmas time. You know what I mean? Getting married at Christmas time.
Oh, you mean don't have the actual ceremony, the actual
wedding? Yeah, no, you can't be doing that. You can't be doing that.
Now, it's, I have a feeling this is coming from a guest perspective.
I've just lived through that experience before, where now not only are you doing the usual Christmas nonsense and buying presents for, you know, people who you've been avoiding all year, you now have two other people you have to go and spend. Because weddings are so expensive anyway.
Right.
Not for the people having them. You can sell your tickets in Ticketmaster for weddings now. They're so profitable for some people. Do you know what I mean? You can get on. You're like, tickets for my wedding will be released on Friday. I don't want them. You still have to buy them. You know, you're like, it's outrageous. So when someone, you know, you get these people that are like, oh, we're getting married and it's going to be fantastic. Yeah. When is it? St. Stephen's Day. Like, oh, I'm going to.
It'll be a wonderland.
It'll be a winter.
We're hoping for snow.
St. Stephen's Day in Lanzarote. What? I now have to go. I have to go on a holiday. I don't want.
Yeah.
To go and get this? Nah, don't be carrying on like that. Live people.
Is there no way
of
doing it? Could you not do a kind of a combo gig? No.
How do you mean?
Like, in other words, give people, you know, your wedding thing could be turkey and ham. And you could give people, just mean, give them their Christmas Day.
I know. Oh, God, imagine, we're getting married Christmas Day. And if you don't come, that would be the ultimate.
Don't bother buying your own turkey and ham. You
How
don't need
dare
to.
Dare you sit in and have dinner with your family on my special day? Of course, we picked this day because we love the baby Jesus, and now you're telling us you've better things to be doing with yourself on Christmas Day than hanging out with me.
What are you talking about? Your kids need you. Don't be ridiculous. It's my wedding.
What about it? So what if your mother's on her own? I'm getting married. I'm getting married and you're telling me you're not coming. Right. Outrageous.
Fair point. Right, so there you go. With that piece of advice ringing in your ears, right?
Yeah.
But it is okay to get engaged.
Yeah. Please do.
Right,
please,
and if you do happen to get engaged over the Christmas and you're thinking about a wedding venue, then as I say, the hardyman.ie will give you all the details you need to know about their wedding setup here and their banquety shenanigans.
And there's a lot of banquety shenanigans in here, I can tell you that much. There's people walk around wearing hats that are only fit for banquety shenanigans around here. This is one of those places.
Absolutely. And as I say, you can check it out for yourself on the website, thehardyman.ie. It used to be, in case you're wondering about it, right, trust me, you will know this building. If you've been in Galway at all, you will know this building, simply because it is, as we say, one of the most iconic buildings and one of the blooming biggest as well.
Yeah, so I tell you, yesterday we had this amazing moment where myself and Jim were standing at the door looking out onto the rain trying to decide where we were going. And people were coming and saying, how are you? And we thought, Jesus, we must be doing all right.
We thought we were getting a bit of recognition, maybe.
And then I realised we were both wearing dark sort of all-weather jackets. And people thought we were the security of the hotel.
True. They thought we were bouncers standing at the
door. So this hotel is so nice that when you see the likes of us in it, you could swear we're only either here to rob the place or be security in the place. That gives you a great inkling of how deadly the gaff is.
And if you want to get your eyes on it now, at the moment, as I say, a huge amount of refurbishment and all that sort of stuff done and rebranding and still more to happen. But that's where we are, right up until 10 o'clock this morning at the Hardyman on the Air Square in Galway. Here are Classic Hits.
PJ and Jim's Head Elf with On Pust. Magical Christmas messages from your Scout Elf, delivered by On Pust.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. And actually, do you know something? Sad news, PJ.
What?
Just as you had come round, right? You had a rocky start with the Head Scout Elf.
Okay, that's fair to say. Yeah, we did. We didn't get on very well at the start. No.
There was a bit of friction there at the start, but you finally come round and you finally admitted a little bit earlier on this morning that you kind of love that little
character. Cheeky little git now, but I've really come to find a soft spot in my heart for him.
But you know what the sad news is? This is the last time the Head Scout Elf is going to talk to one of the Childringhams of Ireland.
Yeah. Oh, the poor... Well...
Because he's busy, you know, it's coming into busy season.
I got a feeling, though, if we ask him to talk to us, you know, over the air a couple of times before Christmas, he will do it. I got anyway, that feeling. He loves a bit of publicity, just the Head Scout Elf.
This is all, of course, celebrating on Pust's Magical Elf on the Shelf stamp and postcard packs. So it's the opportunity for you to pick up one of these fabulous packs. They feature 6 postcards depicting Christmas adventures from the Elf on the Shelf, and then these specially designed €1 stamps as well, there's 6 of those. And if you purchase it, you also get this Christmas magical message from the Head Scout Elf delivered by On Pust. If you want details, all of the local post offices have them, and of course you can check it out on the website on pust.com/Christmas. Right, Magic Mike, we have to ask, who did our Head Scout Elf get to catch up with this week?
Well, I had a chat, of course, because I have a direct line to the North Pole. Had a chat with the little elf, and I believe he's a little bit overworked, a little bit stressed, and needs a holiday.
Is he?
Yeah, that's what he told me. So obviously he's very busy.
To be honest with you, from speaking to him, he's always like that, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
If ever a chap would, you know, would blag himself kind of, or make himself seem more important.
Oh, no matter what. Yeah, he is, you know what I mean? No matter what you ask him, he's always flat out. Completely.
Anywho, so the head elf had a chat with little Mikey Galloway, who's aged 8 and he's from Dublin.
Hello,
is that Mikey Galloway?
Yeah.
Mikey Galloway, how are you, my friend? Are you well?
Yeah, how are you?
I'm tickety-boo, not a bother on me. How are you, Mikey? That's the most important thing.
I'm good.
From County Dublin in Ireland.
Yeah, best Dublin in Ireland.
The best up the dub. drugs.
That's what I'm saying. Now go on, you.
Listen, it's great to talk to you, Mikey Galloway. And you're off to school this morning in Green Hills and Walkinstown, isn't that right?
Yeah.
Do you like that school?
Yeah, it's a deadly school.
Why do you think it's so deadly? What's so deadly about it?
Because you get no homework on Friday.
No homework on Friday?
Yeah.
Ah, that's sound. What's your teacher's name?
Miss Coughlin.
Ah, she's dead on then. Ah, come here, are you looking forward to Christmas?
Yeah, can't wait for it.
What are you looking forward to the most?
Probably spend time with my family.
Oh, that's a great answer. Well done to you, Mikey. You're a great man. The only thing is here I have to question. You support Liverpool. What's the story with that?
Because, like, they're good and they have Salah and Alexander Arnold and...
And do you think they're going to win the league?
Of course.
Well, let's see what happens. They're doing very well, aren't they? Because I follow the football sometimes in the North Pole with Santa. Now, I can't tell you what football team Santa supports, but what football team do you think Santa supports?
I'd say Liverpool.
Well, I can't reveal that. I couldn't reveal that. It'd cause uproar, wouldn't it? Give us a joke, Mikey, will you?
If Santa had 80 sweets and he had 70, what is he left with?
If Santa had 80 sweets... And then he had 70 of them.
70.
Right, how many would he have left? I'd say 10 of them.
No, diabetes.
That's very good. Listen, fair play to you, Mikey Galloway. Galloway, out of that. And have a great Christmas, won't you?
Yeah.
All right.
I'll
see you, Mikey.
Yeah.
All the best. Say bye.
All the best. Yeah.
PJ and Jim's Head Elf with On Pust. The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets some more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartins in Innes and Limerick. Giving the gift of exam success with Julie's Christmas revision courses. See KES.ie.
Yeah, we're going to play the Breakfast Table Quiz live from the Hardy Man here in Galway. The Hardy Man, of course, formerly Hotel Merrick, now completely renamed and refurbished and all that sort of stuff. That's where we've been all morning, here right up until 10 o'clock. But the Breakfast Table Quiz, of course, this week been a cracker because there's been prizes for everybody just for playing. It's all with thanks to Leopardstown Christmas Festival. Of course, big Christmas tradition at this stage. Happens between the 26th and the 29th of December. Let the holidays begin. You'll find out everything you need to know on leopardstown.com. But the prizes we have for you, just for playing... We're going to give you this Christmas cracker. Four of you can head off on day four of the festival. That's the 29th. You go in. Admission is free. You got a food voucher, free tote bet, race card. And she will tell you about the big prize when we find out who's going to win it.
Yeah, who is going to win? We're going from Galway via Dublin via Monaghan this morning. So who's on the phone?
It's Callum McNally for you, PJ.
Hiya, Callum.
How are you, PJ?
Oh, jeepers, are you way back? Are you standing away from your phone?
No, I'm not. No, the phone is here.
All right, so no worries. Once we have you, that's all that matters. How are you getting on today? What's your plans for the rest of the weekend?
I'm on night shift, so I'll actually get in and go to bed now.
All right, okay, right. Well, let's give you a chance to go to bed. So, are you all good for this?
Nah, yeah, I'm letting go.
Good stuff. We've obviously a bit of a delay between Monaghan and Galway, so we'll do our best. But anyway, listen, John is back at base. He's going to start the clock. Let's go now.
Ronnie O'Sullivan is famous for playing what sport?
Snooker.
What does the RNLI stand for?
Royal Naval Lifeboat of Ireland.
No, National Lifeboat Institute. In which sport is the Calcutta Cup a competition?
Golf.
It's rugby. What spirit is traditionally mixed with water to make the naval drink called grog?
Pass.
Rum. Complete the title of this Arthur Miller play. Death of a what?
Don't know.
A salesman. Which Australian duo's first top 10 hit was called Truly Madly Deeply?
Savage Garden.
That's it. How old is Boris Becker when he first won the Wimbledon singles title?
18.
17. Designer Jimmy Choo is associated with what item of clothing? How many counties make up Northern Ireland?
6.
Yeah, during which activity would a human body experience rapid eye movement?
Sleep.
Which blue cartoon characters are described as being 3 apples tall?
Smurfs.
If you ordered escargot in a restaurant, what would you get?
Seals.
That's the
Nails,
job. That's the job.
Well done. God, they were tough.
They are hard. Again,
they were,
yeah.
Who made
it's
them
been
up?
Hard questions all week.
Are you responsible for that, Mike? Yeah. Oh my God, they were. Some of them were tough ones.
Thanks very much.
I tell you, exactly. Cheers, Mike.
Yeah.
Right. Hang on a second. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct answers, all the same, Callum. But listen, sure, there's no losers here. The good news this week is that you have the prize anyway. That Christmas cracker for four is yours, courtesy of Leopardstown Christmas Festival. So you'll enjoy that anyway, Callum.
I will. Thanks very much, Dad.
Good stuff. Listen, have a cracking day. Take care of yourself.
Bye.
Cheers, man. Bye-bye.
See
and
you,
of course,
Callum.
It means that score of 12 that we had yesterday...
That's it. That's our winning score.
They are the ones who will scoop the big prize. The big prize being entry plus festive feast hospitality to the Leopardstown Christmas Festival. It's in the pavilion, reserved table for the day, live concert, which, of course, is Mac Fleetwood, which is Ireland's premier tribute to Fleetwood Mac. So that's all happening on the 29th of December at the Leopardstown Christmas Festival.
There
pretty
you
cool.
Mac Fleetwood, Ireland's famous ABBA covers band. They're flying there. Going to be doing the thing for you. It's either that or Boney M. I can't remember which, but well done again. That was a great score.
Absolutely. Right, plenty more still to come here at Classic Hits. We have been broadcasting live. It's been a cracking morning all morning from the Hardy Man here in Galway, Air Square in Galway, an iconic Galway landmark, celebrating the next chapter in the hotel's history, because as we've been telling you, there's been a huge revamp, rebranding, refurbishment, all that sort of stuff going on, and we have the man who knows all about it. None other than General Manager Patrick Murphy is with us. Patrick, good to talk to you.
Good morning, gentlemen. It's lovely.
Thank you so much for having us, by the way.
Thank you for coming. It's a great pleasure. And it's lovely to see the people from Dublin coming to the west of Ireland. It's fantastic. So thank you.
Oh, there's a subtle venturing thing in there somewhere.
Venturing inside the pale.
Everyone welcome except the footballers.
Oh, right.
Oh, stop it.
This could get spicy.
I know.
Anyway, thanks so much for having us. But it's an incredible... tell us exactly what's happening. So we've been saying to people, obviously it used to be known most recently as Hotel Merrick. Now, of course, it is the Hardy Man, and it's part of quite a big... revamp, really, overall, isn't it?
It is. It's a property that's undergone new ownership recently, but I suppose, you know, in relation to the name, and I heard you speaking earlier, it's had many incarnations, as you know. It used to be the Railway Hotel, and for many years then it was the Great Southern, the Merrick, and I suppose this is just what we refer to as the next chapter, the Hardyman. So I suppose we see ourselves really as custodians. We're just here for a short time, a good time,
yeah.
PJ, but... So look, the name is very, very important in the sense that I think, you know, we wanted something that resonated with the people of Galway. James Hardyman, as you know, was he was the first librarian in Queen's College, which is now in UIG. So for us, he has a great association with music, culture, history, art, and that reflects the city. So we wanted a name that would, you know, that would reflect the city and its people. And we think,
because for a building like this, that's really important, because it is, as we've been saying, it is an iconic building. It's a massive
right
building
in the heart
kind
of the city.
It dominates kind of Air Square, looking out over there.
It is, it's very iconic, and it's one that's very, very personal to everyone in Galway. So, you know, as you talk to people, they've either, you know, a lot of people have worked here, they might have met their husband or their wife, you know, there's a real resonance with everyone, so it's very, very personal.
So what's been happening? I know there are still plans to happen. I know there's plans for like another, 19 bedrooms or something over the next little while, and there's already been quite a lot done, hasn't there?
We've spent approximately $7 million on it to date.
Wow.
On the refurb. So the next phase then, which will probably be the end of 2020, if we get permission, is for an additional 19 rooms, which we'll see another investment of about $3 million in the business. So,
wow.
Yeah. So
that's a big commitment.
It is.
It's not a small building as it is. I mean, we're touching Mayo at the back of this room. And you come in and go. So it's quite a big building. It must take a lot of work to keep it in the shape it's in.
It is. It's 167 years old as well, PJ. So, yeah. You know, every time you lift a floorboard or you open a wall, there's a surprise waiting for you, which is...
It's an adventure.
It always is. So, you know, when you're planning a budget, if you think, well, I'm going to spend $10 million, you kind of need to put a little contingency in there of another $1 million just for whatever might turn up, because it's just the very nature of it. So
just the spare $1 million is all you're saying.
A spare $1 million if you have it, and believe it or not, they're hard to actually come by. So
I believe.
But
so
what's
believe.
The feedback been so far then? Because the change is very recent, and how are the people of Galway taken to the new change?
Phenomenal feedback. We're delighted with it, and you know everyone we meet is the feedback on the name, on the change, on the investment, on the revamp is incredible. We're really pleased.
And you're kind of in lots of different boxes, because we were talking earlier on about obviously the Gaslight Brasserie or whatever and stuff like that, and there's you've got the bars and that sort of stuff, so it's very much something that encompasses, if there's day to day things going on, if it's drop in, if it's meeting up with friends, if it's big events, if it's parties, if it's weddings, it's kind of ticking all of those boxes, really, isn't it?
It really does, Jim, in the sense that I suppose, again, and back to, you know, back to the people of Galway, it's I think it's open to everyone in the sense we don't, you know, it's not intimidating, or at least we don't want it to be. Genuinely,
it's Dublin footballers.
Unless it's Dublin footballers, but everybody, you know, everybody comes in because, again, because of our location so central, because we're beside the bus, train stations. You know, people come in, they have a coffee, they have a pint before they catch the bus, before they, you know, they jump on the train. So, it does tick a lot of boxes, and you know, that's fantastic. That's what we want.
Yeah, and we're talking about the wedding diary. PJ was just saying it. By all means, feel free to get engaged over Christmas.
Do please, yeah. Come in and book your wedding with us. We'd love that. So.
Just have the wedding in the summer. That's all we were saying. You know, you're asking an awful lot now to be taking people to weddings this time of year.
But obviously, I assume things like that, weddings, conferences, all that sort of stuff, that's a hotel of this size, obviously, that's going to be a part and parcel of it all. So.
Weddings in particular, because it's such a beautiful property for a wedding, because of the history, the nature of it, it's really, really attractive to everyone for that type of an event. And we have a beautiful ballroom just up here on the next floor up. And, you know, it's just, I really, hand on heart, can't think of anywhere better to get married.
Yeah.
I really can't.
Well, again, just from our point of view, thank you. The rooms we were in last night, absolutely fantastic. And we enjoyed great breakfast this morning and all that sort of stuff. So it's been fantastic stay from our point of view.
I will say I overdid it myself on the breakfast, but
I was listening. I was thinking of my food cost, PJ, when I heard about all the sausages you've been eating.
You went a little bit to spare. I would like to say the sausages are of the utmost perfect quality.
You know,
quality.
You were building in that contingency for building works. That may have to go on the sausages.
It might indeed.
Sausage budget. Have to change going forward. Listen, Patrick, thanks again. Thanks for talking to us. Thanks for having us. It's been a fantastic morning. We're here, of course, right up until 10 o'clock. And if you can't get an opportunity to come along and kind of drop in on us and have a look around for yourself, the website is thehardyman.ie, isn't it?
It is.
And you'll find everything you need to know. Live from the Hardyman here in Air Square in Galway on Classic Hits.
You've been listening to the PJ and Jim in the Morning Catch Up Podcast. Catch PJ and Jim live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on Classic Hits.